to sing a song tonight that one of my brothers wrote years and years ago. I came from a large family, and we lived in Kentucky, and Dad was just a poor farmer, but he had a he had an old farm truck that he would clean out the back of it, and he'd put some benches in it, and he would take the people to town on Saturday so they could get their shopping done or trading done, whatever they did. And he would charge them a quarter to take them to town, help buy his gasoline. But on Sunday, he would stop and pick them up and take them to church. So by the time he'd get to church, a lot of times he'd have a truck full of people. So the pastor was always glad to see Brother Adams come in with all those people. And we just had a little country church about like the one over here. And one year it was in 1950. Now I know that seems like a century ago to some of you that was even living. You haven't been living very long anyhow. But we were having a revival in April, and the spring revival. And back in those days, when churches had revivals, everybody went to church. Didn't make any difference what the name of the church was. We'd go to revival, and the house would be full, and there'd be as many standing on the outside as it wasn't on the inside. And those old preachers, they would preach, and God would get a hold of hearts, and souls would get saved. And I can remember those days. I was little, but I can still remember them. And my brother was 16. He was the second oldest in my family. And that night, I think my 14-year-old sister, she told me she went to the altar first. She felt like the Lord wanted her to go to altar that night. And so when she went, there was other young people that went to the altar. And my 16-year-old brother went to the altar and knelt and prayed, and God saved him. When he got up, he'd already picked up the smoking habit, but when he got up from the altar, he left his smoking tobacco at the altar. He didn't need it anymore. He didn't want it anymore. And Lord used him. He liked to go to play his guitar and sing, and he'd even sing in other churches. And the Lord used him. And even years and years later, when I'd be around the people down there, they could still remember him because he was, I guess, kind of a unique young person, and one that people just loved. The older people loved him. The young people loved him. And he wrote two songs that summer that he was 16. And so you don't have to be an old person to do something for the Lord. And he can use you if you just let him. If you'll be willing to yield completely to him, he can use you. And so this song that I'm going to sing is one of them that he wrote in the summer of 1950. Well, the following February, just 5 days before his 17th birthday, he was out hunting with his friends, and I think there was snow on the ground, and he was up the bank a little bit, and he shot at a rabbit and missed it, and he asked his friend if he would give him his weapon, and it was an old Civil War gun that didn't have a safety on it, and so when they were passing it, a little twig got caught in a trigger, and it went off and shot my brother, and he passed away. He died in his buddy's arms. We didn't understand why that had to happen, why he was taken at such a young age when he was serving the Lord and the Lord was using him. But God knows what's best. He's been in heaven now for a long time. Mom and Dad's already gone to be with him, and others of the family. And I want to go there someday. And I want to tell others that They can make it to heaven. You don't. It's not a hard task to serve the Lord. I remember when I got saved, I was already 13. I was raised in church from the time I was a baby. We went to church all the time. And so I knew the way, but I just hadn't yielded. But I remember the night that I got saved. And I remember the night that God sanctified me when he baptized me in the Holy Spirit. It was a wonderful experience, and I know he has it for all of us, and we can live for him from day to day. I'm going up to heaven some beautiful day. I'm going up to heaven, from there I'll never stray. I'm going to see my loved ones who've gone on that way. I'm going up to heaven some beautiful day. I'm just a weary pilgrim in this world below. I don't have a lot of silver, and I don't have any gold. But there's one thing I have that's more pure than any gold. Salvation I have away down in my soul. I'm going up to heaven some beautiful day. I'm going up to heaven, from there I'll never stray. I'm going to see my loved ones who've gone on that way. I'm going up to heaven some beautiful day. And when I get to heaven up in my sweet home, I'll sing the praise of God all around the white throne. And then I'll see my Savior and take him by the hand. When I get to heaven over in the promised land, I'm going up to heaven some beautiful day. I'm going up to heaven, from there I'll never stray. I'm going to see my loved ones who've gone on that way. I'm going up to heaven some beautiful day.